Living. Tune in every Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to Effective Living with Ricardo Miller. My goal is to help you create a life you don't need a vacation from. Learn the practical tips on winning in life every Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on Fishbowl Radio Network.
Jump in.
When it's time to advertise your company, business, product, service, think FishbowlRadio.com. The largest personality-driven internet radio network in the world, operating 24-7 with over 100 diverse shows, music, talk, news, inspirational, sports, entertainment, 750,000 listeners a month and growing, local, national, global. Now is the time to take advantage of the growth potential of internet radio advertising with FishbowlRadio.com. Call 817-633-4880 and jump in.
FBRN.US. Fishbowl Radio Network. Jump in.
I'm Ricardo Miller of Effective Living. Tune in every Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to Effective Living with Ricardo Miller. My goal is to help you create a life you don't need a vacation from. Learn the practical tips on winning in life every Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on Fishbowl Radio Network.
Jump in.
Mark your calendars. Get ready. Yes, the 2019 Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration. It's happening on Saturday, October 19th at Studio 80 in downtown Fort Worth. Purchase your tickets today and join us as we
party like it's 1999.
That's right. Fishbowl Radio Network opened in 2009, and we are going to party like it's 1999 as we celebrate the hosts, crew, and listeners that have made Fishbowl Radio Network the largest internet radio network of its kind in the world over the last 10 years. VIP tickets available, so hurry and get yours today. Go to FBRN.US, click the Sharky Awards link, and get your tickets now. This is one event you won't want to miss. The Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration.
Fishbowl Radio Network.
FBRN.US.
Your voice matters. Jump in.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone, praying that it rains? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just wanna hear. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face. In my brain, dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lips? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station, replacing our favorite songs? Or maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing what takes to outrun the storm, but I'm almost out that door.
was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess, girl, I confess. I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. My feet are whiskey on the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. 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 Yeah, I'm still one number away.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. But she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, out my mind. She'll make you curse, but see you blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back for seconds. With your pay, you just can't help it. Oh, now you'll play along. Let her lead you on.
Track through, lean all in my blood. living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old.
LNA show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Hit it.
Suckers.
Well, I ain't over 24%.
Hey, man, this is the Jay and LNA show. It's another Wednesday, and it's another night of J-Town.
Man, you sound dead.
Who sound dead?
You supposed to say, hey, it's the Jay and LNA show.
Man, please.
You gotta wake up.
I will in a minute.
Nah. I think you better wake up.
Boy, you terrible.
Because Jesus is on the way.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? What's going on?
He come home every day at 5 o'clock. That's my next door neighbor.
It's the Jay and LNA show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Bo Fish.
Joined by Jay Liggins, yes. Queen the Comedian, and I'm your boy, Rhino Mike. We got an in-studio guest in the house. Comedian KG's in the building.
What it do, man? It's your boy, Comedian KG in the building. They spell my name wrong all the time, but it's all
Who spell your name man? Wrong?
It's all good.
You said they and all the time, so you know, he couldn't have been talking specifically about
it. I know. I ain't spell it wrong. I know I put it down right.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? If
he
anyway,
wants you to
know.
Use his stage name.
You
know,
it was
you
in know, there.
Make it sound people, like a dancer.
You know, I got people.
Hey, on the fly. KG, on the fly, it said Comedian KG. You just seen on the other side? I had two pictures on that.
Well, in the post, you know what I'm saying? The post said my government. But that,
I'm grown. I'm a grown up.
Look, that's a picture I made. So y'all,
that's why I made. I did the picture that
I
you
appreciate
made.
You the virtual. You know pal, what? You know what I'm saying? Digital pal. It's all good.
You know what? You can't satisfy black people. Hey, black people for okay. Nothing, boy. You know, I tell you.
We hard to please, man.
I know.
It's just you.
Yeah. Well, I'm hard to please. You know what I'm saying? I'm man. Small. I'm small. How about that? I'm small, man.
Okay. Man.
But I appreciate y'all for inviting me out to the
man,
show. It took about 30 years,
man.
But
we
hey,
was going to get to you, bro.
I grew a whole beard and everything. I thought y'all were getting too big time before I done seen Lanelle on the show. I done seen little B.J. Kramer
who?
On the show.
Who? B.J. ain't been on the show.
I done seen everybody on the show. I'm just saying, man. All I'm saying is I wasn't on the show, dog. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? On the cool.
And I thought I was your boy.
KG, on the cool. Hey, I'm the one who make the decisions about the guests.
So it's all your fault, man. It's all your fault. Right. All them strip club joints I've been doing for you, and that's the things I get.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you the reason why. I didn't want to get to you just yet. I wanted to wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
Because you a superstar. You
okay,
I see how.
I wanted to wait until we, you know, right. We bring these celebrities
oh.
In.
Oh.
I wanted to put you in the mix with the bigger names.
Okay.
You gotta get your following.
My following. You know what I'm saying? I'm selling
that.
You sitting in the corner. You sitting in the corner hollering, hey, G, what about me, man? Well, I'm like, dude, you my boy, man. I mean, we gonna get to you, bro.
I was like, man, my boy.
I don't wanna bring you on, and ain't nobody paying no attention.
I appreciate you wanting to be on our show, man. You know, that tells me a lot. I mean, I think we're doing something. And I say, okay.
Yeah, I already told you from the jump. I said, man, once you get this show popping. Get me on, bro, because we fam.
But
when?
We just started popping yesterday.
we ain't there yet, but we trying to get there. We going to get there. Trust me. And I wanted you to come on when a little later. But, you know, it's all good. You can always come back, too. You know, it's all good.
I should have been on with before Lanelle went down, just that's my girl. Shout out to Lanelle, you know that's my girl. You know,
a lot of people thought that interview, that call in, wasn't gonna happen, but I make things happen.
I see you making things shake, man. That's the thing I like
just
about
you. Just wait,
man.
Wait in a couple. Wait till a couple of more weeks. You are gonna be like, oh man, they got. Oh man,
you gonna be like, let me come back.
Yeah. I just want to do my little spiel, man, because I was like, man, look at them, they too big time.
Oh man, come on, bro.
Let me come get my 15 minutes of fame. Can I come get my 15 minutes of fame? You know what I'm saying?
Man. We ain't nobody. We just step kids.
Man, y'all always somebody to me. Like I said, y'all family, man. All them strip club joints I've been doing, this the things I get.
You
man,
know what I mean? I was like, well, we've been all in a shake joint together.
You know what I'm saying?
We got act like y'all ain't paying attention pictures together.
You know what I'm saying? Look, act like we chilling.
Yeah.
Hey,
you still got that picture? You got that picture?
Yeah, man, I still got it. You know, I'm floating all over the book, man. My success is taking over.
I ain't never seen you post that video at that pic. You ain't post
that
pic.
I shared it.
Me and Jamie
didn't I share it? Oh, well, that was enough because I shared it.
Though. Jamie out in New York blowing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I appreciate
doing
you.
His thing.
He'll be in town soon.
Yeah, he'll be in September the 23rd. I holler at Capone today.
That's my boy.
Capone coming on in
a
couple of weeks.
That's my boy. He the truth. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm glad y'all.
But you finally here, man. You know,
it took me. Welcome to the JNLNA show.
You appreciate it. You hollered at everybody. Oh man, they don't want to put me on.
It's some fishy. Like,
yeah, I said it's some fishy going on.
Man, let me give you the official welcome, man.
Give me a welcome. Okay.
Welcome, KG, to the building.
We got a caller.
Somebody want to call in and talk to KG.
They already called. There's no Jibber in the building, man.
It's probably the same.
Hey, caller, what's up with it? It's the JNLNA show. Talk to me quick and don't be slick.
Hey, how you doing? This is Carl McDowell.
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
You happening right now. What's going on with you?
I'm happening. Chilling, man. I'm on the radio right now.
You on the air, brother.
What's happening, man? I was supposed to call in today.
Wait a minute. Who is this?
Carl McDowell, GTD from Baller.
Carl. Carl, you did, man. Ain't nobody called me today and told me nothing.
Really?
Yeah, Teresa ain't called me and verified and confirmed nothing. This is Carl McDowell from the TV show HBO Ballers.
Oh, what's up, Carl?
Can you give me a scene next week on the show?
Do you know The Rock?
You got it. I know The Rock.
Do you know how to do the people's eyebrow?
Is he that big in real life? He all stunned.
Yeah, he that big.
You don't be up there trying to outsize him with the muscles, do you? You know, you don't be up there trying to.
I did my thing. I used to be a wrestler. I think he scared to wrestle me because I was like high school champ.
He was
WWF champ, but I think you know what it is, though.
The Rock said he'll later smack it down.
He'll let you smell what the Rock is cooking.
I was 23rd in Sherman, champ.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl. You know this is this is right on my. This the one that I've been seeing the correspondence and talking to Teresa. But man, I didn't even know because, dude, I'm flabbergasted right now. I'm like,
because
I didn't know. I mean, because I never got an email, a confirmation about it. So I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, but it's all good, though.
Yeah, they put it on my calendar. That's what I do, man.
Oh, that's what's up, man. But so how's the season? How you liking the new season?
I love this new season. I think this is going to be the best season of all five seasons, really.
This is number five?
This is number five, yeah. I think this is going to be the best one.
Yeah, so it's
crazy.
How did you end up getting that role?
Ballers? I auditioned for it. I auditioned for it a bunch of times. At first, I went up for Fat Reggie's role, London Brown's role.
Yeah.
And I went up for that a couple of times, didn't get it. And then they brought in the PTD role. And it was the role where I was watching her, and I was talking about Scarlett Johansson
deserving
an Oscar. And it was that role. So, like they said, he was stoned watching her. So, I got stoned. I watched her. And I went in the next day, and they liked what they saw.
That's
Hey, Carl, have you ever worked with that famous comedian KG? Have you ever worked with him?
KG?
Yeah, he all over the place. You worked with him before?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, you need to get your chance.
I hope to work with
him. Oh, yeah, he a good man. He a real good man.
Carl, we got comedian KG in the house. He's in our studio guest tonight.
Is that him, right? That's him talking
about? Yeah, yeah.
What's happening, KG? We're going to do it, man. We're going to get it out. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, man. I'm proud of your success. I see you out there grinding.
Thank you, man.
Carl, you got any more projects that you're working on now other than Ballers?
I did a movie called Holiday for Netflix.
Okay.
It's coming out around the holidays. It has Emma Roberts and Kristen Chenoweth in it.
Yeah.
And I'm out here right now. I'm in Nashville shooting a movie. I start Friday. And this should be coming out sometime next year. So I got a couple of things coming up.
How long you been in acting? I mean, what was your big breakthrough? You know, when you finally got that big role, your first big role.
Professional, Professionally, I've been acting for about 7 years. The first big role was America's Most Wanted, and I booked America's Most Wanted, and I did a reenactment on there.
Yeah.
And I was really scared because I played a guy who murdered somebody,
uh-huh.
and I was scared that people would see me in a post office or in the store and be like, call America's Most Wanted on me. But it never happened, so that was good.
Yeah.
And then my big role, the big breakout role, was Sons of Anarchy. I played a character called Vandross.
Yeah.
And that was really huge.
That's what's up. Now, when you first got your first bag, your first big bag, what's the first thing you purchased on your most money you spend on your first big bag? When you got that check in the mail, your mama called you to be like, baby, you got a check in the mail.
Oh man, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not even the guy. Like I'm like material stuff.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have got my like Xbox and PlayStation and all the games and stuff like that. But
Xbox,
I really don't buy too much stuff. I don't buy a lot of stuff.
Xbox, man, we on PlayStation, brother.
I got a PlayStation too. I got the PlayStation too. I mean, I just would have did the whole system. I got like maybe like the TV, the system, that whole thing.
That's what's up. So no fancy cars, anything like that. No big eight room mansion.
No women.
No, I ain't a flashy guy.
That's what's
up. My Ford Fusion does it right for me.
Man, you don't drive no Ford Fusion. You trying to make us feel special, man. You ain't gotta do that.
My Ford Fusion is good enough for me, man. That's it. I don't really aspire like have nothing like that.
So you be riding.
I got a cousin with a Bentley and a Rolls Royce, so I ride around in his car sometimes.
So you be driving up.
It's not something I love.
Carl, you be driving up to the lot in the Ford Fusion, bro.
right next
to Rock's Mercedes McLaren. I mean his McLaren.
Put it right next to him. It'd be his thing, JD's car, and my little Ford Fusion just stacked up in there.
Yeah. That's what's up. Well, man.
So, what made you want to get into acting? Just to start off with it.
Well, I mean, it was actually an accident. I was playing football, and I thought I was going to go to the NFL. So I was playing in college, and my freshman year of college, they were giving us these like classes so we could just play football and not have to worry about school. So they gave us like coaching football, coaching baseball, and a theater practicum class. And I didn't want to go to that theater class, but my teammates was telling me like, look, we don't go to this class ever. We'll never go to the class. Just get the class and you'll get a grade. So I got the class, never went to the class, and then the teacher called me, told me I have to do a play for him because I'd never come to his class and that he couldn't give me a passing grade unless I did the play for him. And I didn't want to do it, but my coach thought it'd be funny if I did it, and he'll bring the team, and they can laugh at me.
Yeah,
I did the play, and I fell in love with acting. After that, I just wanted to act all the time.
And you ain't looked back ever since. So, what advice would you give any up and coming actors right now that's striving and trying to get in the business right now?
Be patient, man. Invest in yourself. Like, know that you got it. Work at it, and know that your day will come. Like, I always thought like it would never come. Like, I ain't never gonna get this break. It ain't gonna happen. Like, sometimes you think like, man, I should just go back home. I should just give this up. But just don't give up, man. Like, believe in yourself and make it happen.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
All right, Carl. Well, you know. I think this interview is about comedian KG.
Oh, yeah, he just getting his start, so he don't know what to say. He over that nervous call. Well, man, you know, I want to thank you for calling in, man, because like I said, I didn't have a clue. Teresa did not clear, you know, I did not get a text or email or anything today. Cause I thought it was gonna be, you know, next week. But you know, it's all good though. But
I'm sorry about that.
No, you all good. Are you gonna be in when the next time you come to Dallas Fort Worth area?
Man, I don't know. I need to come back though. I love Dallas.
Yeah, it looked like you had a good time out here at the red carpet deal they had at the sports con and everything. I didn't get a chance to make that event.
Oh no, yeah, it was fun, man. It was a good time. Definitely coming back next year.
Yeah.
What else? I gotta come up to like a Cowboys game or something.
Yeah. What, you a Cowboy fan?
Mavericks game. No, I'm not a fan. I'm a football fan, so yeah. I watch all the teams. I've been a Dirk Nowitzki fan for a long time.
Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I would definitely go check out the Mavericks game.
Well, all that money you saving, man, you should get down here soon.
I love Texas, but Mavericks.
I'm definitely gonna make it happen.
All right, if you would give us a liner, and say, hey, this is Carl McDonald from the TV show Ballers. You're listening to the Jay and LNA show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Then we'll continue to
have a lot of shit to say, man.
This is Carl McDonald, and you're listening, from McDowell. Carl McDowell, my bad. Man, be quiet. You make me nervous, man. KG making me mad over here. I'm sweating, man. Carl. I'm about to go over here and choke my nephew because he getting on my nerves in a minute. I'm about to put him out the studio in a minute, Carl.
Choke him up.
So I'm about to choke him out in a minute. You know how you gotta whoop your nephews every once in a while. You know they think they get too big for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta put him in a place.
This is Carl McDowell from the TV show. And you're listening to the Jay and LNA show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. It's a drop.
Gotcha.
All right.
This is Carl McDowell, TTD from HBO's Ballers, and you're listening to the Jay and LNA show on Fishbowl Radio
Network.
Network?
There you go. Yeah.
Now,
that.
Yeah. Now I need you to do another one, and the next one says, "The Queen of Louisiana Tree Thomas is my woman, and don't talk to me."
The queen is my woman? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah. Tell the whole world.
Well, man.
I'm a shout it from the rooftop.
I'm telling you, I'm willing to ride in the fusion with you. That's as down as you can get.
She don't get in the fusion with you?
Ride in the fusion. Let the wonder down and everything.
You got seats in the, you got seats in the front. Oh, man. But man, Carl, we appreciate you calling in, man. I'm gonna hit you up on IG and we'll chat up a little bit and go from there, man. Because I probably want to.
All right, thank you, man.
We could do it again or something like that.
And, all right, yeah, we'll make it happen.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling, man. That is Carl McDowell. What is McDowell?
McDowell.
McDowell.
Like McDowell's on Coming to America. They got the big Mac. He got the big Mick.
That's where they got your name from, Carl, man. My bad. Carl, I'm sorry. KG got me discombobulated today, man.
Damn, KG.
Yeah. My bad, Carl, man. My bad, Carl Jr.
Man, come on. All right, Carl. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you, bro.
Yep, I'm
going to
DM you in a little bit.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Carl McDowell, caller from the A3O show. Ballers, we got another call.
Did a 30-minute call in. Boy,
caller, this is Jay and LNA show. Talk to me quick and don't be slick.
Hey, y'all got that comedian on?
Which one? The ugly one?
The good-looking one?
The one that looked like Denver, the last dinosaur.
Which one are you talking about?
There's only one comedian on the show.
KG.
I'll put you in.
What's going on with you?
What's up, my man?
I seen him over there at that improv. I'm going to tell you what. He had that whole crowd laughing their ass off.
You already knew it.
Man, how much he paid you to call up here?
You already knew it. Tell him stop hating, man.
I had to go up after him. I had to go up and follow that shit. Oh, there wasn't no way I was going to follow that.
Tell him stop hating, man.
It's a clean show, man. You know.
We got to spread the love,
hate. I apologize. No, that man is funny. I'm gonna tell you what he had. I had to send somebody else up. I had to stop laughing.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that, man. He done made me lose all. He done made me lose all my followers.
I'm gonna open it for you. I'm gonna open for you next time. I'm not going on after you.
You the man, bro. You the man. I appreciate you calling in, man.
Well, yeah.
And a little spice to the show, man, because he made all my Facebook followers disappear.
Love out.
Yeah.
If they real followers, they would have stayed on.
He made all my followers disappear, man. He had a 30-minute call in.
Put him back on, man.
But he was talking to an actor.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I was talking to an actor, you know.
He had someone famous on.
Yeah.
KG almost famous.
I'm all the way famous, man. I'm past famous.
KG almost famous. He getting there, though.
He's still looking for me to sign this one contract.
I got his autograph.
Yeah.
Keep holding. You got to keep it.
It's going to be worth about a bill.
That's right. What I'm going to hold on to. I'm going to give
it to
my kids.
Like two bills or one bill or a billion. That's what you mean?
It'd be like, yeah.
All right, brother, man. Thank you for calling, bro.
Hey, thank you.
He want to rush my man out.
Comedians, man.
Don't let him rush you out, man. He just had a 30-minute call in.
Have a good one, man.
Hey, you know, I too am an actor.
All right.
Yeah.
You ain't famous yet, though. Bye.
Yeah.
KG, you know what, man? Boy. Man, KG, you going to make me get on you, boy.
Man, he done made me.
God dang.
On my Facebook Live followers.
Man, forget those followers, man.
On this 30-minute call in.
On that note, Matt, we finna go on.
We got a commercial break.
Play
okay.
Some music.
Let me play a song, y'all. It is, we're gonna play this new song by
Nikita Kim.
Nikita Kim. Her name is Nikita Kim. So we'll be right back, y'all. It's the JNLNA show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Yeah, that.
I'm gonna ride, don't do no boo. I don't do no boo. Just put me at a table, lady. Them booby hurt my neighbor, baby. I don't do no bar stool. I don't do no bar stool. Just put me at a table, lady. I said them booby hurt my neighbor, baby. I don't do no boo. Told y'all I don't do no boo. I'm telling you the truth. Them boo make me uncomfortable. I think they like seeing me uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm twisting and I'm turning. I got table burns in. And I'm trying to get up. But the boo got me stuck. On to the bar stool. Now my legs done went to sleep up on the bar stool. Hey. I'm trying to get down. Gotta fell to the ground. I don't do no boo. I don't do no boo. They put me at a table, lady.
Put me at a table.
Because them boo be hurt my neighbor, baby. I don't do no bar stool. I don't do no bar stool. Just put me at a table, lady.
Uh-huh.
Because them booby hurt my neighbor, baby.
Yeah.
My damn. I believe y'all ain't got no tables in there. Huh?
Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? We both got hot, now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Right. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes, see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GM3. I got the chronic by the tree. I love it when you call me Big Poppa. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around two. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benzes, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. What? Chopping O's, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the mad girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa. Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. I love it when you call me Big Poppa. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. I love it when you call me Big Poppa. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. And we back. People. It's the JNLA Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Yeah.
And we're joined by comedian KJ is in the building.
Yeah. And you already knew it.
You over here crying and things, you know.
I'm spoiled.
But it's all good.
M-Dot said, tell us about his car breaking down.
Oh man, that's too long. I'm trying to do my. I ain't got time for nobody else. I'm spoiled, man.
Sum it up.
Shout out to M Dot though, man. Shout out to M Dot.
M Dot, he said he ain't got time to tell your little funky story.
Yeah.
Nah, he said funky ass story.
Yeah, he
ain't got time to
tell you that.
All right, shout out to M Dot, man.
He said no.
Yeah, I got you, M Dot.
KG, how long you been doing comedy now, bro?
Okay, oh, the questions are coming my way now. Well, open your eyes. Look what we have here. They finally asking old comedian.
Come on,
before
I turn your mic
questions.
Off. Your mic off. Come on.
Yeah, so yeah, I've been doing comedy for 7 years. If anybody want to know, you know what I'm saying?
That's what we just asked you.
Yeah. Been doing comedy for 7 years strong, and I've been killing every year. You know what I'm saying? Every year I'm getting better. Every year I'm getting stronger.
That's good.
I'm taking over.
I mean, we see you out there putting in work, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah, respect. That's what I'm talking about. Put some respect on my name. Spell comedian with a K because I'm trademarked.
What made you want to start telling jokes? What brought you to be the comedic talent that
I just
you
started
are?
Walking, like I was living everyday life, and I started seeing people like you, and you. And I was like, I can roast y'all ass. Roast y'all easy.
So you don't tell jokes, you just talk
about
people.
I just roast people, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
When I'm
not
on stage, but then when I get on stage, I actually do my set. I actually got a whole
professional set. Okay, so what brought you to be at the point where you decided to do a set and be an actual comedian versus somebody that just talked about people?
Because I had an epiphany with my own self.
You said epiphany.
Yeah, I said epiphany. Yeah, I'm smart. I'm educated. I got 2 degrees, by the way. So if anybody must know, I'm also educated in this. So I got 2 degrees. And I'm a physical therapist on my off time. I'm a physical therapist
man,
on my
take,
off time.
That'll take number 8 weeks.
Yeah. Look, he's talking about physical therapy. Yeah, he went to that CNA class. He went to that CNA class, man.
Come on.
But yeah, I've been
a massage therapist through the week too.
But yeah, I've been doing comedy for 7 years, and then what actually brought me to comedy is one of my mentors. He told me to go ahead and do it because he had a lot of faith in me and confidence that I was a real funny individual. So once I linked up with my mentor. My mentor showed me the ropes, you know, he put me on game, and then I just took it from there, and I started getting better. You know, if you don't practice, if you don't hit no stages, then you're not really working on your craft, and you're not taking it serious.
That's
so,
true.
You know, me, myself, personally, I took it serious, and I actually ran with it, you know.
That's what's up.
Like, somebody give you a dollar, you run with it and go invest that dollar and make meals from it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's what I did, you know, and then the rest is history. And I'm still growing, you know what I'm saying? I am still growing. I ain't saying I'm the best comedian in the world, but I'm on my way.
That's what's up. You got to have that kind of mentality, though.
It's facts, though. You know, like, I ain't the best, but I'm on my way, you know. And anybody that come to me and they ask me for advice or they ask me for some kind of assistance or help, I'm always there to help. You know, I don't ever turn nobody down or be on no cold shoulder hating, you know, whatever, or thinking that person gonna get to the top before me. You know, I'm like,
so you ain't like the so called gatekeepers out here that try to tell you if you fool him, I ain't fooling with you with all that.
Exactly, bro. Like, I'm in my own lane. So like, if somebody come and they sincere, bro, and I know that they ain't on no hating, I'll be like, yeah, bro, I got you all day. And even if somebody was hating on me and I just ain't heard about it yet, I still will help them out, because that ain't canceling none of my blessings out. You know what I'm saying? That ain't gonna do nothing to prepare me, you know, to do even better and bigger things. Because to be honest, that's how I get all of my bookings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My agent is God. You know what I'm saying? My agent is God. You know what I'm saying? Because every time I get booked, it's somebody calling me out the blue, say, hey, man, I seen you at this one show. I want you to come do this show. You know, I just did a show at Addison Improv, and I murked it. You know what I'm saying? If y'all wasn't there, don't take my word for it. I murked it. You know what I'm saying? And the dude in the audience, he was like, hey, man, I'm from Arkansas at the Grove Comedy Club. I want you to come out here and do a three-day weekend.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Just like that. That wasn't nothing but God. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I get most of my bookings. Because I'm able to, you know, help somebody else and not even be hating. Because a lot of comedians be out here hating.
Yeah.
They have
hell you mean? Speak
they
on.
Got different forms of hating. You know what I'm saying? I can't say everybody hating because I'm in my own lane. I don't really see that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But they got different forms of hating. That some comedians want to get to the top before you. Some comedians don't want you to get on the show because they on the show. Or whatever the situation is. But if you stay in your own lane, you ain't got to worry about none of that.
That's
if you stay in your own lane, the show's going to come to you.
Yeah.
People going to find you. Like my mentor told me a long time ago, if you keep working on your craft, you keep doing what you're doing, the people going to find you. Right. The agents, the managers, the promoters, all of them going to find you. You don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
All you got to do is stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Keep
doing
what you're
doing. Stop all that hating. Stop all that thinking that person is funnier than you, because there ain't no such thing as a comedian being funny, because being funny is subjective.
Right.
Like, just because
I... different to everything. Yeah, just because
I think this comedian funny, this next person may not think this comedian funny. You know what I'm saying? Just like all of us right now in this room, we can go down the list on comedians, big-time comedians that we think funny. I think Eddie Murphy funny. I think Dave Chappelle funny, blah, blah, blah. Y'all might not think the same. You know what I'm saying? So being funny is subjective. You know what I'm saying? Right. So
it's always funny to somebody else to be funny. I mean, I get
exactly. And then you got these, you know, coattail riders that, you know, join these cliques or just want to be with another comedian because they see another comedian got something good going.
Yeah.
Which that's not meant for you, bro. You don't have to coattail. You don't have to ride his coattail like that, bro. Just find what's meant for you and then run with it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to join no comedy group, or you don't have to join no another comedian just because that comedian putting shows on or whatever the situation is. Just find what's meant for you, bro. That's all. I be trying to tell people that all the time. Find what's meant for you, because when you find that, then God gonna guide you the rest of the way.
You're listening to the Jay and Allen A Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. We got in studio guest comedian KG is in the building.
Yeah, speaking these facts, y'all already knew.
He and I are just talking about the good,
kicking the actual factuals.
That's right, the business of comedy and all that stuff.
We got some
stuff.
People on Facebook Live that want the number for your assistant.
Hey, she ain't nobody. She can be friends with you, but she will not assist nobody.
Hey,
else,
you
want
to call in, talk
KG.
To comedian KG. Call in at 214-556-6239.
I'll get the number for you.
And you can always catch up on past episodes and this episode later on YouTube and iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes,
Anchor.
And all that. Anchor and
And don't forget
20 different podcast platforms.
Donate, as well as hit up the website fbrn.us, look for Sharkey Award nominations, and on every line you can fill in the JNLNA Show. And when it gets to female host, you can definitely put my name, Queen the Comedian.
Hey,
and male
about
host,
you
can choose.
You can choose. Jay Ligg is all right on mic. She put us on the back burner, y'all. It's all good.
I always had a question. We still on the air?
Yeah.
I got a question. Like, is Rhino Mike your real name, bro?
Yeah, Rhino Mike.
Well, where's Gary coming from, bro?
I don't know. So,
don't
that's a white dude,
say,
man.
Rhino Mike? Who is that? Like a Pokemon? Pokemon Rhino Mike. I choose you.
You just call him Ray.
That dude named Rhino Mike.
Rhino Mike, you.
Pokemon Rhino Mike in the building, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, KG. You don't want to get in the way of Rhino. You think I'm lying?
Oh, yeah, man. I got you, boy. Yeah. I got you. This old school dude, man. Yeah. I feel you, man. I feel you.
He's just finna call you old. School
Nah, he know I ain't old because I don't even move like that.
I feel like you're old.
Somebody granddaddy.
Yeah.
Cotton gin old.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that all you want to, but I bet one of y'all won't get in my way.
Who?
You ain't talking about who? You ain't
talking about who? Look, L and A and J and L, whichever one they
You either play or lip lickers. Step up. Step up.
I don't fool with men that use the wash
look, Harry Tubman style. Strong on back.
For real. Y'all lightweights.
But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all for bringing me out. I got a couple shows coming up too, man. So if y'all want to come out.
What you got?
And
what you got
support me, that would be cool too. Because I come to y'all show and support y'all, you know what I'm saying? In your barbecue business.
I ain't got no barbecue business.
No more?
I already got a ticket.
I ain't never had
no. What happened?
At the club.
I thought you had a mobile barbecue business or something.
No. It was other old nigga.
It was other old one. My bad. They all looking like to me. Once you get past 40, sure.
M-Dot.
Shout out to M. Dot again.
You know what? You are so disrespectful, my brother. I ain't going to invite you for another 2 years. How about that?
Oh, man. By that time, I wouldn't even need to be coming to the show. But, hey.
Good.
Shout out.
We won't watch you up here no way.
Now, oh, that's me, bro. I'm going to still show love to my people. I'm going to come to the show.
Why you over there talking noise? You think I ain't going to talk noise back?
I'm doing it. I'm going to bust it wide open.
Yeah. I got your number. I know I said I wasn't going to leave when I got some money. But when I was gone.
Got my baby, I was gone. Yeah, but y'all been doing big stuff, man. To be, in my opinion, I've been doing big things because everybody else might not think it's big to them, but everything that I get blessed with is big.
You know what? For somebody, I always support you, my brother. Yeah. I always show support.
I always
KG.
Support your barbecue you business, know, man.
I ain't had no barbecue business.
Nah, but I appreciate that, bro, because I know you support me no matter how much, you know, or how long it takes.
Hey, caller, this is Jay and LNA Show. Talk to me quick and don't be slick.
He just going to get a caller
Is that comedian KG up there?
Hey, you already knew it. What's up, bro? They hating on my callers, man. Go ahead and speak your truth, man. They hating on my callers. What you got going,
hey,
boy?
He had number white caller. Yep.
What you talking about? What you got going, my boy?
Nah, man. I was just calling in just to say, man, you a good dude, bro.
Appreciate
you're
it, man.
Good dude. I seen your show at the, I think you was at the One Love Lounge. I seen your show.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate
you ain't fooling nobody.
Hey, I just want to say one thing, big bro, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop hating on that M. Dot dude, man. You know what I'm saying?
Stop hating on who?
M. Dot. Quit hating on M. Dot.
M. Dot, man.
Oh, man. Look, M. Dot car broke down in my face, man. And I helped him, bro. I'm not hating on him. I love that dude, man.
Shut up, man.
I love M. Dot. Tell him, did he get the car fixed, man, or he sold it, man? He should have sold that piece of crap.
That nigga did sell it, bro. He sold that bitch.
Man, I love M. Dot, man. Man, he should have sold me that car while he still had it running, man.
Man.
Hey, man, give him the number to your assistant, man. Dang.
She don't assist nobody but comedian KG, man.
Hey.
I bet if the pocket's longer, she'll work stronger. You hear me?
Oh, man.
She in good hands with all state.
Hey, man, you don't have to call
us for a
mess with you, bro.
Nah, I love you, bro. Keep doing your thing, boy. We gonna link up sometime. I know you're in Fort Worth somewhere.
Man, I'm in Joshua, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, we ain't gonna never link up then. Boy, you an eagle, boy. All
right. All right.
Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
You got it.
All right, Jay Liggins, my boy G, Queen.
His name, Rhino Mike.
GN assistant.
Rhino Mighty.
Yeah.
Rhino Mighty. Man, I call him just my boy.
Rhino Mighty.
You business, man.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to him from brother to brother.
Yeah.
He don't know that. He,
nah,
you know.
All right, man.
Later. Yeah. We're going to pay a couple of bills, y'all. We'll be right back.
He said we're going to play a couple of bills.
We're going to pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back. It's the J&LNA Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Do you have a MacBook or iMac that has a password you can't get past? Call Ty at Mac or PC Computer Repair to help you out. Do you have a PC that's moving slow or taking all day just to start? Who's got time for that? Call Ty at Mac or PC Computer Repair in Fort Worth. Ty is the best at working on these problems. He stands by his work. They also sell MacBooks, iMacs, HP all-in-one computers. You can get parts and more. So if your laptop is moving slow, call Ty for help. That's Ty at Mac or PC Computer Repair. 817-363-3034.
Hey, what's up? This is Jay from the Jay and LNA Show. I'm just here to let y'all know that the game's still the same. The only thing that changes is the room. You can catch me, Queen, Mike, and Rhino Mike each and every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Grey Bowl. You'll be able to hear funny conversations, banging music, and everything else that you want to hear each and every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Grey Bowl.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Hey everyone, this is Nikitha Pogue. Catch my show Virtuous Kingdom Radio every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. On my show, you'll be able to hear encouragement that fills your soul and mind with truth. We will have hot topics that deal with everyday life, which will include Bible verses along with interviews and testimonies from anointed women and men of God. Join us at Virtuous Kingdom Radio Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the Gray Stream to hear an awesome word from the Almighty God.
Jump in.
Hey, what's up? This is Jay from the Jay and LNA Show. I'm just here to let y'all know that the game's still the same. The only thing that changes is the room. You can catch me, Queen, Mike, and Rhino Mike each and every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Grey Bowl. You'll be able to hear funny conversations, banging music, and everything else that you want to hear each and every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Grey Bowl.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Are you looking for the hottest music, topics, and trends? Then you've come to the right spot. Fishbowl Radio Network or FBRN.us. Right now, you're tuned in to the largest personality-driven internet radio station. Check out the green, red, blue, or gray stream and jump in.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Hey guys, this is Emily,
Jenna,
and Francesca, and you're listening to the JNL Nay Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Woo!
Woo! Hey, it's Dean, a.k.a. Mr. Slickwit, and you're listening to the JNL Nay Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Hey, Dallas-Fort Worth, this is Brian from Sonic Temple, the cult tribute, and you're listening to the JNL Nay Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Woo!
Made another one.
You don't love me, don't tell me you love me. Cause I can go fuck on your friend. I can hook up with your buddy. I ain't got time to pretend. I'm trying to give me some cutty. And I ain't really trying to be friends. I'd rather get to the money. I tried to talk to the hoe. Told her my dreams, she looked at me funny. Everything I done dreamed, I done done it. Everything I done dreamed, I done done it. Now I done it, it's time for some more dreams. Run it up, I need some more cream. The internet won't help you know me. And I don't believe talking, so show me. I got that gas, you can roll it. I'm frontin' bags with my homies. I'm still in the streets like I'm homeless. Still sellin' pizza promoters. She ain't really fuck with me back then. She don't really love me, she actin'. I'm treatin' the show like the streets. We pull up and count up the back end. Bitch, you don't love me, don't tell me you love me. Cause I can go fuck on your friend. I can hook up with your buddy. I ain't got time to pretend. I'm tryna give me some cutty. And I ain't really tryna be friends. I'd rather get to the money. You don't love me, don't tell me you love me. Cause I can go fuck on your friend. I can hook up with your buddy. I ain't got time to pretend. I'm tryna give me some cutty. And I ain't really tryna be friends. I'd rather get to the money.
She do. She tryna freak on the Lola. She tryna cheat on boyfriend. He keep on blowing the phone off. Press the red button, ignore him.
I got the bags of the low end. I got the bags of the low end. That's a good number, don't be cheap. If you buy more than 10, it's gon' decrease. We selling gas like we BP. Watch how you creep when you see me.
We on the screens of they TV. Bad bitches download my CD. Sucks for you, you ain't believe me. You took the boy for a joke. I held it down, I ain't hoop. I was down bad, I was broke. They wanted my heart and my soul. I stay on my grind and I grow. Got this K and it's not, I'ma blow. I ain't wasting no time on the hoe. So bitch, you don't love me, don't tell me you love me. Cause I can go fuck on your friend. I can hook up with your buddy. I ain't got time to pretend. I'm trying to give me some cut. And I ain't really trying to be friends. I'd rather get to the money. You don't love me, don't tell me you love me. Cause I can go fuck on your friend. I can hook up with your buddy. I ain't got time to pretend. I'm trying to give me some cut. And I ain't really trying to be friends. I'd rather get to the money.
We back. It's the J and L Nate Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. We're joined by comedian KG in the building, and Queen the comedian Jay Liggins is in the building as well, along with your boy Rhino Mike, the son. And we're gonna get back into talking to KG if he want to talk.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know they
want to
talk.
I want to talk, man. Ain't no, it ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. But I'm gonna have to roll.
Diarrhea at the jaw.
It's a dude named David. Let me see what's his name. David Pierce. Shout out to David Pierce. He's the, I guess, the manager, or he the janitor. David Pierce, he the janitor. He the janitor at One Love Lounge.
Oh, man, come on.
He the flow attendant.
Oh, man.
At One Love Lounge, man. Shout out to him, man. He got some big things going. He got an open mic or whatever going on up there. So they doing big things over there. I just wanted to shout them out. And shout out to all the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi.
You talking about David Pierce?
Yeah.
The one that's called the Tickle Me Tuesday?
Yeah, that's
I think Tickle Me Tuesday is
our brand. Yeah. I shouted him out just now.
Yeah, we lend him our brand, Tickle Me Tuesday.
Oh, he said, oh, okay, they lending you David Pierce. Oh, he's just a janitor. He ain't doing nothing. He's just a janitor. Yeah, he's just a janitor up there.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, and then shout out to all the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Incorporated and the Dallas Alumni Chapel and Zy Alpha in the building. I already
so tell
knew
David
it.
If
you carry
if,
that cane.
Oh, man, we ain't want to see this. We getting off topic right now. We getting off topic, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, shout out to my brothers. And then shout out to my assistant.
What college did you go to, man?
Man, I went to LSU. Y'all already knew it, man. I'm telling you, man, I got 2 degrees in here, bro.
You went to LSU?
I'm distinguished. You know, I'm a distinguished gentleman. Did I say that right? Or extinguished?
Extinguished.
No, man. I love being on the show, man. But, yeah, I got some big things coming up. What you about to say, though?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I got some big things
coming
up.
You're going too fast, man. Slow down.
I got some big things coming up. I got...
What you got coming up?
I got a ton of shows. I'm doing a benefit show with one of my other frat bros. D. Ellis, if y'all heard of Mr. Entertainment.
Yeah, we know D. Ellis.
We at the Brick House Lounge on September the 24th. It's a Queen of Ponytail Little. So, she need a boomerang. Oh, no, we, but yeah. And I'm,
your mama so, name, Leroy.
So, yeah, I'm at a Brick House Lounge with my big homie D. Ellis, man. Shout out
you
to him.
You see the difference between my card and your card?
Your card ain't got no back.
You
to
feel it hard?
No, your card ain't got no back.
Nah,
to
see,
it.
You got your card flimsy. Look,
your card ain't
you
got no
that
back to it. He trying to compare
your
cards,
card flimsy.
His card ain't even got a back. Yeah, his card ain't even got a back to
it. It don't matter.
His card ain't even got a back to it.
Yours flimsy. You got
his
the
card.
His card
even got a number. Look, his card don't even got a number
ain't
on it.
It got a number on it. Yeah, it do.
You need to pass your card.
You got them flimsies. See, you can
card.
Get, you can get
look,
the back.
Look, this is card. Tell me you get, ain't got no job. You can tell get me you got back. A blank card.
You can get the no, back part because, you know, the cheap ones, you can do the back.
All right. So, yeah. We talking about business cards. But, yeah, I make a new business card every year because my business cards are collectibles. If you got all of them, you come to one of my shows for free. You know what I'm saying?
He wants us to collect them.
Collect the Infinity Stones. You know what I'm saying? They are collectibles. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I got a sustainable brand that I've been working with since 2013 that's been growing and getting stronger. But back to what I was saying before I was Lil Ponytail Interrupted and Barbecue Stand Man Interrupted. I got a show
my
coming up.
Same size as yours. It look like we got the same.
Girl, you crazy? Hey, have you ever seen a dude with long?
At the beauty supply.
Man, oh, my We both be on five aisle seven
together. You gonna right. get the black ones or the brown ones? Because you be buying all the brown bands.
I'm not roasting you. At the end of the show, I'm gonna roast. Let me finish. Okay, so I got a show with my big homie D. Ellis. Shout out to Kappa Alpha Psi and all the brothers that work and own Brick House Lounge in DeSoto. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all see this. Y'all know how that is. That's another story. But look. Okay, so shout out to my boy. You can tell when somebody wanna be us so bad. Look, do it again. You can tell when somebody wanna be us so bad. Nah, y'all man. Look at him. He wanna be us so bad, but he dropped out of community college. Nah, he wanted to be us so bad he dropped out of community college. He couldn't make
just because they let you do that at TCC don't mean nothing. Come on, bro. Just because you went to the Bryan and got the stomping shit.
All right,
so look.
He made the basketball team.
He went to culinary school and joined.
Shout out. I got a show on August 24th. It's a benefit show. I'm trying to get on some serious benefits.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Stuff, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I got a show with my big homie, my frat bro, D. Ellis. Shout out to him, Mr. Entertainment. I got a show, benefit show for shoes and clothes drive for back to school.
That's nice.
When you come to the show on August the 24th, if you bring some shoes or some kind of benefit jackets or whatever the situation is, you're getting the show for free, and it all going to a good cause. You know what I'm saying? The owner, shout out to the owner for allowing us to do this project there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out.
The Price Group. Shout out to the Price Group.
Who's the Price Group?
Vignettes.
Huh?
It's got Vignettes, right?
It's at Brick House Lounge.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. Hey, you know
he opened his eyes for that.
Well, you know when you get old, you just start yelling that stuff. Cocoa butter. Hot pocket. Yeah, he got that Alzheimer kicking in, man. Look, his time is limited.
My bad. I thought you said Vignettes. My bad.
Yeah, but yeah, man.
Shout out to Brick House.
Shout out to Brick House and all the frat. Which one? The one in DeSoto.
DeSoto, gotcha.
Yeah,
all
right. Cap Alpha Psi run that thing over there, man. So, yeah, and then.
What's the dude's name that run it? It's a light-skinned brother.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now, but, man, look. September 5th, I'm doing another show at Brick House Lounge. You know, it's going to be me, myself, Corey Cap Hill.
Shout out to Corey Cap.
And
a music video together.
Corey Cap Hill.
Who else, two more other cats, man.
You
don't even know the people on the show.
I mean, because I'm selfish. I just care about myself. It's all about me, baby. It's all about me. We already know that.
Yeah,
it's all about me, man. I'm not on the radio to talk about nobody else but me. But shout out to all my brothers.
I bet you when you're in the bed with your woman, she don't even do nothing.
It's all about me. Don't touch
me. She just laying next to you.
Hey, y'all look at my assistant like she would know what's going on.
Touch my own butt.
All right, so I got another show there. I got another show at Brick House Lounge with me, myself, Corey Cap Hill. Oh, my boy Funzo Crow. Shout out to Funzo Crow. Yes, Funzo Crow. And then it's another guy on there, Quinn Johnson. Yeah, Quinn Johnson.
Don't say his name like that. I just had to make sure I seen what I seen.
You know, shout out to him. And then the host, of course, is my big homie D. Ellis. And then we got my other Kappa partner on the ones and twos, DJ Romeo, man. Kappa Alpha Psi.
That's what's
up.
Shout out to the Kappa.
Oh, and then I'm doing another benefit show. Because that's what I do. I got to give back. You know, I've been doing all these shows for myself. I just got to give back. I'm doing another breast cancer show.
You are the benefit.
Yeah, you know, I'm benefit. You know what I'm saying? So, look, I'm doing a breast cancer awareness show with my boy Rashawn Jones. Cracking jokes and catching chuckles. That's the name of that. Hosted by Sharif Johnson. And it'll be Derek Ellis. Derek Eason on there. And we've got Henner B. And then
you graduated college, but I can't see these names, bro.
And then we got Ralph Barbosa, LeBron Wright, and then we got myself, comedian KG in the building.
Shout out to LeBron Wright, friend of the show.
Yeah. So yeah, we doing big things. And then October 17th, I'm in the building at Addison Improv, man. It's going down. Oh, that's that show with that breast cancer awareness show is October 26th. If anybody want to come show their support, because all the proceeds is going to breast cancer awareness. I guess I don't want to call them victims, but people who
survivors.
Yeah, okay, survivors of breast cancer awareness. So if y'all want to come, all the proceeds will be going.
The proceeds will go directly towards breast cancer survivors that are in attendance at that show.
Yeah, you know, I'm my spokesperson. Yeah, okay. That's October 26th. And then October 17th, I fast-forwarded a little bit. We're going to go back. October 17th, I'm at Addison Improv. And I'm
slanging, take your time, brother.
I'm
take
slanging
your time.
Jokes at Addison Improv. That's like my home club right
got
there.
My tickets
that's
already.
Like my home club. She got her tickets. Y'all go get y'all before the price go up, because the price is going up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be slanging jokes in there. I'm doing a killer set again. It was packed house last time. I had a whole bunch of people in there to witness the you know, the experience. I had some scouts in there. I had some comedy club owners in there. I had one of my promoters in there. I had my assistant in there. I had my whole team in there. So we was in the building. I had some family in there. I had just some fans, you know, just passing
by.
Did
you have a family reunion there?
Yeah, it was live. It was like a family reunion. Like, guys. I'm telling you, look, I'm packing out every house and every show from 2017 to the end of my career. I'm telling you, my show's been nothing but getting packer and packer. And I love it, you know what I'm
saying? That's what's up, bro.
So,
we wish you nothing.
Yeah, y'all come to that show.
Nothing but success out there.
It's going to be lit, man. It's going to be lit. I love talking about my success, because if I don't talk about it, ain't none of these haters going to talk about it. They ain't going to do nothing but say I ain't doing nothing when I'm doing too much. So, yeah, I appreciate that, man. Oh, and then I'm doing my weekend spot every weekend. I do Backdoor Comedy Club. So shout out to Linda Stogner and Jan Norton. They got the new Backdoor Comedy Club popping. It's out there in Richardson, Texas. Every weekend we going hard out there, man. That's my other home club. So, man, shout out to them over there. Y'all, if y'all want to come by and check that out, you know, be very welcome. Also, they doing open mics for, you know, comedians who just ain't that strong, Sequina. I'm playing. I'm just playing. So, like, they do open mics at Backdoor Comedy Club.
You ain't going to come over here and insult my company, partner.
No, they do open mics over there. And open mics be
gonna get
be
your
slamming.
Shit, your mic shut off.
You know,
get loose.
Yeah, the open mics be slamming. So
I can't do it. My mama just joined.
Oh,
you talk about you bad because my mama hey, not on this
and,
one.
Mama, is you responsible for her hair breaking out on the sides?
No, she's responsible for that 27-piece dreadlock you got.
Let me stop.
All the body
pins
be gone.
All
right, we gonna get into some news here.
Okay.
Bobby
pins. I love y'all, though. I swear, I love y'all.
We gonna get into some hot topics and see what's going on around the world in the cities.
Wait. Across
the United States.
Can I do one more thing, please?
What's
up? It's important. I promise, guys, it's important.
Go ahead.
All right, look. On August 31st, Eyecatching Entertainment. Is it Eyecatching?
You don't even.
Itronics? Oh, Itronics Entertainment is hosting a play that I'll be featured in, actually. It's an office drama. It'll be located in Irving, Texas at the Irving Arts Center. And it's going to be very entertaining. We got another comedian in there, Jarrell Braswell. We got some artists in there from all walks of life. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good, funny drama. It's very entertaining. Tickets are on sale right now. You guys can get it for $20, I believe. And VIP is available as well. Like I said, it'll be August the 31st. The show will start around like 6. So, yeah, be there or be square, man. Shout out to all my whole team at Itronics Entertainment and everybody on the play, man. I appreciate y'all, man, for doing y'all thing and even letting me be a part of that. So yeah, tune in for that. It's gonna be awesome, guys. It's gonna be real awesome. Oh, and shout out to Rhino Mike Barbecue. You get the best barbecue for the lowest prices.
I just turned your mic off, so they ain't even hear you. Anyway, that's KG. He's been on the show, and that's his last time on the show. We appreciate him coming out. He'll never be on this show again. Thank y'all very much. We're gonna get into some news with Jay Liggins, and yeah.
This the end of the show?
Bye, Negro.
This the end of the show?
This the end of your portion.
This the end of the show?
Not the whole thing, just your part.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Shout out to everybody that supported me, man. Shout out to the L and A and J and J. Shout out to their show.
On Facebook, they said you talk like your breath stank. It's Facebook.
Shout out to Facebook, man. Look, man. That's her fans, man. They gonna protect her. They gotta back her up. They gotta back her up. You know, her, I appreciate that. All right, for KG, even being on the show. You know what I'm saying? I love it.
We doing our news. Jay, go ahead. Get into some news, man.
Today in the news. Yeah, no, it ain't charged up. Your phone? What, you need some juice?
Yeah, I do.
Man.
Oh, man.
Jay, are you talking?
Yeah.
You gotta find the news.
Yeah, hey, but the Amazon rainforest in Brazil has been burning for about a week now, and there has been no news coverage or none of that on it. Nobody's been down there to cover it to check it out. But soon as the Notre Dame thing blew up where the boy lovers be at, yeah, I said it. All the billionaires came together and put money together for a church that has insurance to get it rebuilt.
What?
You can't hear?
Okay.
Now what I'm saying is Amazon rainforest. Yeah. See that. Oh man.
She said your frontal coming up.
Shit.
It is, man. I
got to
get my hair done.
Yeah, the importance of the Amazon rainforest, seeing that some of y'all, even the educated brother, didn't know that.
You said somebody was talking about the rainforest. Nobody ain't talking about the rainforest.
Exactly.
Because nobody don't care about the rainforest.
What about the rainforest when you should care?
Exactly.
Well, people don't even know what a map, they don't know what a rainforest is. They don't.
In Brazil.
We know that, but people don't know. The general public don't care about that.
Amazon.
Exactly.
I know that. I agree with you.
I
agree with you 100%.
Uncultured individuals don't know about a rainforest.
Yeah, most Americans don't know what a rainforest is. They don't even know what the hell a rainforest is at.
I do.
Yeah. No, you don't. You don't even know what.
It's a rainforest.
Why are you looking at me like that, man?
It's a jungle.
I'm sorry, Jay. Jay care about the rainforest, man.
Hell, you ought to too.
I'm sorry. I do care about it.
No, you don't. Evidently, you don't.
Yes, I do. This show. We having a conversation.
But anyways, man,
it's just so funny to be on this show.
We going on to the next event since don't nobody care about the rainforest. You dig? Not with us.
Yeah, move on.
Rapper T Grizzly's car was shot.
Who?
Shot up. And his manager, which was his aunt, was killed this morning. And if you don't know who T Grizzly is, he's a rapper out of Detroit. Got some pretty good hits too.
Yeah.
His manager, which was his aunt, they shot up the car about.
Hey, bro, you
8 to 10 times. I know it.
KG.
It's time to go.
You make it to my Nora, man. Your brother trying to do the news. I'm gonna drag you up out of here.
Dang, they doing threats now.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. And we don't know the severity of T Grizzly's injuries, but we do know his aunt is shot. But that goes that's a case of going back to your own city, your own hood. You can't do that because it's a lot of people that want to be in your position, want to be in your spot.
I mean, you know, that's how we are. Our society, you know, as a general public, that's how we are. We don't respect nobody no more.
I said the same thing.
It used to be a time you protected your entertainers and musicians, football players, and all that. But nowadays, it's just like, you know, you go back to your hood, you got somebody waiting on you.
I mean, like I said, I put a post out there today about how we do each other as a people. We think that we treat success like a buffet, like the food's going to run out.
Yeah.
And it's plenty of success out here for everybody. You take your time and be patient. You'll get, you know, wait your turn. You'll get there.
But we key to stop it.
We want to shoot each other and play each other and get on Facebook and talk about one another and all that BS. You know, just
want to go in your own family spot and rob them.
You know, I come from a different time, so you know, I ain't with all them games and stuff. Just be real. You know, I understand you want to get your shine on. Get your shine on. That's I mean, that's what it's about. But do it in good taste. And that's what's gonna take you to the next level. Is being humble and doing the thing, doing the doggone thing.
But man, you got me feeling like the white man in the bathroom.
Yeah, but
yeah, but next we want to get.
What the hell is that, Queen? It's your phone.
Is it? No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
Look.
Oh, hit the climb.
Who was that calling you?
Cam.
In the bed. Sweet.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy, in the bed. Yeah.
But anyway, we go get to some news that everybody seems to be most interested in. Old Sean Carter, Jay-Z, he drunk the Kool-Aid and he sold the movement out. He sold Cap out. He sold everybody that I think he sold out because for one simple fact that he had this NFL partnership planned a year ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think he sold out too. I mean, yeah.
And everybody want to talk about all the charities he donated to. Hell, man, that's a tax write off. Oh, that's a tax write off. Jay-Z has to be the biggest hater. I don't like him no way. You know, I was.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I ain't liked him since he was Hawaii Soapy fan.
He was gonna, man. I knew he was gonna do that. He probably had this lined up for about a year before it happened.
Yeah, but just last year, mind at the NFL with Jermaine Dupri first with it.
Yeah,
and then he told Jermaine Dupri. This is the same person that called Jermaine Dupri when he heard about it. Told Jermaine Dupri, don't take that deal from the NFL.
Yeah. Also, he told these other rappers not to perform at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, don't perform, boycott. He made a song about it. Then, I don't need you. You need me.
Man.
That is.
Yeah.
But man, KG, what you think about that, man? What you think about Jay-Z?
You need some
Jay-Z smart.
You need to go to America's Best.
Hey, Jay-Z smart, man. Like I think he reminds me of myself. He don't worry about outside opinions. He all about, you know, making things better, making things right, and getting money, really. I mean, forget what everybody always got something to say, but ain't nobody got the courage enough to step up and do it their own way. So if you got so much to say, step up and do it your own way. That's all I say.
Wow. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Kaepernick did it his own way. Jay-Z did it his own way. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
That's true. I get that. Yeah.
They're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
And they doing it their own way.
Right.
So if somebody else got something to say about what they doing, then they need to do something better than what they was doing.
So let's see if his own way gets Cap back in the league then, since he doing it all
the
way.
Well,
it wasn't about a job.
He was riding with Cap for the whole movement. That's what I'm talking about. You must have watched football or watched a play the sport in your life.
First of all, Kaepernick did, that was Kaepernick's choice. You know what I'm saying? It was another player.
Kaepernick did have some teams that was going to sign him, and he turned them down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He did have some teams. Yeah. That,
what team did he turn down?
He turned down. It was
got sponsored by
the Ravens. The Ravens going to sign him, but he turned the deal down.
He didn't turn that deal down. His girlfriend put that meme out with Ray Lewis hugging on to the owner. Like old boy from what's that movie?
Lean on,
but hold on,
Django.
Hold on,
Kaepernick got a signing contract with Nike. Bro.
Hold on,
still got.
Check this out. Now it's like this: if he wants to play football, he can go play football.
He can.
There's the Canadian League.
Yep.
He can play overseas.
They ain't got no football team overseas.
Yeah, they do.
They got
NFL Europe.
They still got it. No, they do not.
They still got football over there, bro.
They do not. Ain't no football in no Europe.
they got the Canadian League and they got semi-pro. He can go to any one of them. And they got the minor league football teams. They got minor league football. He can go
football.
They got arena football. You know, he can play anywhere.
He can play.
He can go play soccer. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sitting here with the biggest coons I ever seen in my life.
How is that? About football?
If I go with it.
He talking about Cooney. He talking about Cooney.
How is that Cooney?
He talking about Cooney.
Man, you suckers, man. How
is that Cooney?
Well, I can't say what I want to say on this air.
Wait, how is that Cooney?
But, yeah.
Look, about a football game. Look, that's Cooney.
Kaepernick can do what he wants, bro. Like, yeah, Kaepernick can do what he wants. Jay-Z can do what he wants.
Yeah,
Kanye did what he wants, bro. Like, who cares?
Both of them can do what they want. You know, we don't control what they do or what they say.
We all nothing but people. We ain't gonna do nothing but add our 2 cents in. And our 2 cents ain't gonna matter nothing to them because they got money. They made.
They gonna do what they gonna do.
They good.
Yeah, but I just
broken.
Y'all suckers see it y'all way, I see it mine, man.
But we not saying
I'm riding with the movement, and if y'all ain't riding, y'all ride to get rolled over, and that's how I'm riding.
You talking about you
ride to get rolled over? I'm riding with the movement.
This nigga acting like he played in NFL.
I'm riding with the movement. I play in these streets.
You talking about? Wait a minute, Jay. You talking about?
I play in these streets.
We talking about the football game.
Man,
we talking about quarterback.
I bet you won't whoop that white man who owns his radio station. I bet you won't do that.
It's a white lady.
And I bet you won't go talk your noise to her like, and say what? Black movement, black power, and all that.
Oh man,
what
she done to me?
I'm just saying. Go make a statement. Go kneel in front of her. Go kneel in front of her. Say you want more airtime and kneel down in front of her. take a knee.
I don't get it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't want to say something, but don't want to really do. Hey, white people, y'all.
I know what I will do,
man. You know,
he won't kneel for
I'm just talking about.
I'm
just talking about Forrest Kaepernick playing football. That's all I'm talking about. The movement is something totally different. The movement is because
that's what he did.
Hold on, brother. I mean, you getting all upset over nothing.
I guess y'all ain't with that. He should have complied.
No,
he should have with
that. Ain't nobody saying none of that.
I
ain't saying none of what you talking about.
You know it was other NFL players that took a knee too, bro. Know that,
they
right?
They still doing it.
Kaepernick wasn't the only one.
He started it, and they finished
Kaepernick
and they carried it out.
The one,
and they still carrying it out.
Kaepernick wasn't the only one.
To this day.
It's other football players that took a knee too.
Jay.
They still carrying it out. To this
day.
I'm
saying,
Jay,
do what you want.
The movement, bro, I was little walking it.
Till this day.
Walking in the movement. Shut up. But anyway.
I got a question. Since we on the news.
Yeah.
What happened to my boy Michael Bowers?
He doing news elsewhere.
Yeah,
no. What happened to Michael Bowers?
He doing news somewhere
else. Where else? Where he doing news at?
He doing news on the T-Bone show.
Okay, whose choice was that?
That was his choice.
Yeah.
You think we buying people down to these chairs?
I think y'all bullied him away from here, so I want to find out the root.
If you ain't strong enough to not be bullied.
I bullied him away from here. I want to find out the root cause of why he left.
To this day,
I want to find out. Yeah. To this day.
You want to find out?
I want to know. Air it out there.
Hey.
Air it out there.
That's my little brother. I still love him.
Air it out there.
He made the decision to leave.
What happened?
That's what happened.
People just don't make no decision to get up and leave.
Well, I tell you like this. You ask him that.
Nah, I'm on the show. I'm asking y'all.
Hey, I just told you. He made the decision.
All right, well, let me ask the witnesses. What happened?
I wasn't paying no attention. I just came and we went here. and that was about 4 weeks later. I was like, oh.
What happened?
He ain't here?
Man, he left.
Oh,
man.
He put his head down and said, man,
right.
He made the decision to leave.
Boss said he just left.
Hey.
Boss said he
left. I got nothing but love for my little brother. I wish him well.
They said on Facebook, stop being messy, bro.
Before that,
when your team going back to bobsledding championships?
My old girl said, just like he make decisions to go out in the daytime.
Who said that?
Who was that? I can't see. I'm blind.
We're going to play some music.
And we gonna come back with it, and we gonna come back and talk about it.
Unfunny,
it's the Jay and the LNA show. Till it's day,
we'll be right back, y'all.
Why everybody gotta have the same?
Yeah, I'm home now. It's over now. Yeah. She got a thing for Chanel vintage that dropped before she could speak English.
Do you love me or love seeking attention? I mean, which one is it? You keep calling me a twin, but twins ain't this different. Mentally, I'm already on next year. That's some 2020 clear vision. You saying let you finish. I ain't trying to hear it. I'm off of spiritual lifting, but I don't fly spirit. I'm off of finding happiness, but down to die serious. All smiles, Kevin Durant trials. Had to blow it on the court, I must have blew a milli. I'm walking on all charges, that's my new Achilles. I know they love to rock the check, but who gon' do it really? Really? My depositions never surface. Tenenbaum know the logo on the jersey is getting purchased. 10 years in and y'all yet to hear my most impressive verses. Paid the cost to be the boss, wasn't even my most expensive purchase. Trust when I say I'm never on the shit they assuming I'm on. Tales about me are like Corritos and Culiacan. Sashimi from Saito, you know that man, 2 Michelin star. Postcard from Grace Bay, sending my distant regards. Vision wasn't mine, told my niggas the vision was ours. Still a part of shorty, even if we've been living apart. Rocks will do you filthy for me soon as I give him the nod. Meaning he'll blaspheme me like putting a 6 with the guard. Hop on a float and show the city the one they appointed. The one that's rebuilding schools and feeding the homeless. Hang with my niggas, but sometimes I be trying to avoid it. Cause they'll get to popping out of place like they double jointed. Goals was the top of the pyramid in this shitty world. I gotta get the most of everything as the axis on which it's sitting twirls. Point blank period like a city girl. And then I bring it back to 50 world. Hey. Whoa. You made me this way. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face, won't you? Let me know that I did okay, yeah. Don't wait till some other day, no, no. They let her wait till it's too late.
It's too late. Yo, hey. I was nominated, never won a Grammy. But I understand, they'll never understand me. Lot of lives lost, but I never panic. Lot of lines crossed, I never did a zanny. 100-room mansion, but I felt abandoned. Love making love, but what would love land me? Jealous, so they bitches be acting like they sleeping on us. But they speaking on Azula's quarters, even numbers. Still blowing smoke as angels float above us. Love giving back, but will they ever love us? Chanel in the mail, FedEx from Pharrell. And what I got for sale, just sit on the scale. Triple beam dream, a buck on the shades. I really seen things give mothers the shakes. I really bought cars with women on face. I know it seemed odd, but money amazing. College loans really defuckable credit. Discover cars, look back, I know she regret it. But we keep pushing, keep our foot on the pedal. In the mirror, she a blessing, rebuking the devil. Living on the edge, keeping me level. Money come and go, I'ma keep it forever. Money come and go, I'ma keep you forever. Slip on glass slippers to tickle with feathers. Everywhere we go, we create a dilemma. Coming to America, really the set. I let your soul glow, I'm keeping you wet. I'm a cold December, I know she remembers. Forgiveness for a sinner, but is it that simple? Holding on your hands, your body's a temple. Fly you out the cans, menages with bitches. Lobsters in the prawns, start you with spinach. Bottles for the dawn, our party's the biggest. Biggest, biggest.
Maybach music. Maybach music.
Hey. Whoa, you made me this way, yeah. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face, won't you? Let me know that I did okay, yeah. Don't wait till some other day, no, no. They let her wait till it's too late, too late. Hey.
Had a dream she was singing to me like Gladys Knight. True love in the projects is called paradise. All your niggas left, you wasn't acting right. But honesty itself a small sacrifice. My money bag heavy, got me begging light. You moving funny, can you feel my appetite? Niggas conversations, a lot of it false. You own condos right over Carnegie Hall. Speak about your cars, but all of them park. Your niggas money light, come out of the dark. You really are my type, it's not a facade. One of the reasons why I write, we got a synopsis. I'm always at the top of barbershop gossip. After further thought, better not knock em. Allocate some dollars to go out shopping. Bitch, we on the rail, it's time to stop talking.
Hey, whoa, you made me this way, yeah. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face, won't you?
let me know that I did okay. Don't wait till some other day, no, no. They let her wait till it's too late, too late. Hey.
Bitch, you won.
God damn.
How about Eliante diamonds for my son?
Water on water.
Princess cuss when I laugh back at in my chum. 100 milli off that rap shit, then I'm done.
Hey.
I can't wait to smoke her up and then make bun. Came outside today, water on water on water,
water.
However you wanna play, choppers on choppers on choppers,
yoppers.
I live at the bank, commas on commas on commas, yeah. Paper route, Frank, hundreds on hundreds on hundreds, yeah. What's that round my neck? Baggers on baggers on baggers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fucked up a check. Fashion on fashion on fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Matching party. Nothing but bitches on bitches on bitches.
Bitches bad.
Smoking smartish. Why they shaking ass and titties?
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
She like, girl, there go Glock. With them big old diamond rocks. Jumping out the Audemars. Baggers in my watch. I got baggers when I talk. Bitch, I'm richer than your boss. I don't know what the fuck you thought. I'm still the same little nigga playing with them.
Yeah.
And if you play your late boy, don't end up in crypto.
Yeah.
Bitch, I get it, stack it, flip it, make it triple.
Yeah.
My little nigga, shine your head for a nickel. I get racks, that's for shizzle, diamonds wet. Ripper system, smoking threats. Me and Flipper in the back with some bitches. No, we ain't taking bitches, they just keep on taking liquor.
Yeah.
Gripping on my pickle, drunk ass bitch keep trying to lick me, cause I
came outside today, water on water on water.
However you wanna play. Choppers on choppers on choppers, I live at the bank, commas on commas on commas, yeah. Paper route, Frank, hundreds on hundreds on hundreds, yeah. What's that round my neck, baggers on baggers on baggers, just fucked up a check, fashion on fashion on fashion,
yeah.
Matching party, nothing but bitches on bitches on bitches,
bad.
Smoking smartish, why they shaking ass and titties?
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Came up in my hood, selling 50s like Slim Shady. Flood the streets like Walgreens and got choppers like the Navy. Dream lean like it's champagne, so we buy it by the cases.
Dirty.
Eyes bloodshot red like I've been smoking blunts with Satan.
Woo.
Always on the road, mention always faking. Bad habit of getting all this dough and I can't shake it. Told Big Tigger I used to sell weed out the basement.
Trout.
Too many whips at the crib, ran out of parking spaces.
Damn.
And I only like blue cash on money races.
Franks.
I call my G-Wagon Soldier Boy, watch me crank it.
Soldier.
60 pointer dog, collar chain going crazy. Too much drip, you gotta pay me.
Give me that.
Came outside today.
Can I tell you something just between you and me? When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be. And I need you here with me.
Of a feather, you and me.
The pony. All right, now we back.
We back.
We back with it's the JNLNA show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Yeah,
we got in studio guest comedian KG in the building.
Yeah, do the sound effects so they can cheer for me.
You want a sound effect?
It's all good.
What kind of sound effect you want?
It's too late now.
All right. Oh! There you go.
You just come home once in a while and take me out once in a while.
Here we go again.
All
just
these problems.
Coming home thing. I take you out a lot of places.
You do not. Oh, you don't.
There you go. There's your sound effect. But KG, what can they find you at, my brother?
Oh yeah, man. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All that good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's it?
Oh, wait. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm on YouTube.
What's your YouTube channel?
Comedian KG, comedian with a K. Make sure y'all spell everything with a K. Comedian with a K. Comedian with a K. Comedian with a K, man. I'm trademarking, branded.
What's that noise?
That's what I want.
That's
all the videos.
Yeah.
I'm trademarking branded, so make sure y'all spell comedian with a K. It's K-O-M-E-D-I-A-N-K-G, trademark. So make sure y'all spell it right, man, because if y'all put my name down and it ain't right, man, my people ain't gonna, we ain't gonna sign off on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My people just ain't gonna sign off because everything that I do, it's tax-based, you know what I'm saying? It's government. Be looking for me and whatnot. So, you know, I got to have all my paperwork right. I got to have everything right. So if it ain't spelled with a K, then, you know, my people ain't going to sign off on it. You know, just straight like that. It got to be K-O-M-E-D-I-A-N, comedian KG, trademark. You know, I'm the only one in the whole world with comedian with a K, you know. And then I own that. So if anybody else try to steal it or try to copyright that or whatever, I own it, bro. Like stop trying to steal my swag. Like, for real, I own it. I bought it, man. I own it.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I'm LLC, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a limited liability company as well. So Comedian KG Entertainment is a company. You know, when I travel the road, I hire people to come feature and open for me. So, like, I'm telling you, like, I'm a whole brand. You know, I'm branded, I'm copyrighted, you know, and stop trying to hate and stop trying to steal my comedian with a K, you know. it's just what it is. Like, I'm trademarked. Like, stop stealing, stop hating, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just...
You talk to the general public.
Yeah, I'm talking to the world. You know, just be creative on your own and make something out of your own self and stop, you know what I'm saying, looking, stealing ideas and whatever the situation is, you know, whatever. Just be creative. That's all I'm saying. Just be creative. Be yourself. Be who you are. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to impress people.
Yeah.
And stop trying to run with the crowds or whatever the situation is, because, like, I'm in my own lane. I don't even care, you know what I'm saying, about a lot of stuff that go on anyway.
Yeah, you heard it. You heard it. You heard it first.
Yeah, you heard it first, you know what I'm saying?
From comedian KG.
Yep, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rakita Kyle's Lil Ponytail. I love her to death, though. I ain't going to lie. I love her. I ain't going to lie. She's funny as hell. Not really, but she cool. She cool. She got a good personality. She's not funny, but she got a good personality.
There you go, being messy again.
I'm being real. I'm being nice.
You said funny is subjective.
I know, to me, so that's what I'm saying to me. Exactly. So I ain't saying nothing mean.
Still,
bro.
Being messy though.
I ain't saying nothing mean. And I just threw a little joke out there because, I mean, we joking. This is a comedy show, man. I'm just joking.
That's
trying
right.
To keep the entertainment going. But yeah, shout out to everybody. Zy Alpha, you know, Cap Alpha Psi. Dallas Alumni, my boy D. Ellis, Brick House Lounge, Addison Improv, Arlington Improv. Shout out to everybody at iTronics Entertainment and Office Drama Play. All the cast on there. They'll be on the Queen Sylvie show next Tuesday, so y'all tune in for that. Man, we got a whole bunch of big projects coming up. Me and my team, like, we strong, you know what I'm saying? We traveling the world. Just came from Arkansas. Got another show in Arkansas. So, man, we doing big shit, big things. I mean, we doing big things. So
that's what's up.
Y'all be on the lookout for me, man. If you don't be on the lookout, I don't care. I ain't tripping anyway. You know what I'm saying? So much love to everybody. Bless everybody. Bless everybody at the LNA show.
The J and LNA show, my buddy.
Yeah, my bad. I forgot about the J L A J. It's too many letters.
We're going to talk about it outside.
We know Jalay, you're
Jalay Show. Shout out to the Jalay Show. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you went to college, man.
Shout out to the Jalay Show. It ain't that hard
to say the J and L and A Show.
Yeah, shout out to all the, you know, everybody here at the show. You know, Sequina, Jay, and then my nigga Rondo Mike. My boy Rondo Mike. Shout out to him and his barbecue business, man. We going strong. I appreciate y'all for allowing me to come out.
You're going to get slapped in a minute.
Much love to everybody here at the show, man. Keep doing your thing. Keep popping, man. And keep it professional, man. We love it.
Hey, Queen, you got something to say?
Am I going to do my news or what?
You want to do it? Go ahead.
I got a couple of little boring things that took place on this date in history.
All right, go ahead.
Can I get my little thing?
A little jingle.
Please, sir.
I'm going to play your little jingle here.
Please play my jingle, sir. Hey. Some of y'all jingles by minute.
To be. There you go.
I gotta switch that up.
Is this it? Or is it another angle?
Oh, it's switch out.
It's both angles.
Queen the Comedian's drunk news.
Hello, everyone. I am your girl about town, Queen the Comedian, and on this week, I do have some interesting things that took place on this date in history. Let's go ahead and get started. On this date, August 21st, that is today, 21st, right? Yeah. Okay. On this date, August 21st, 1680, the Pueblo Indians drove out the Spanish and took possession of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Now, if you don't know, that was a very pivotal point in history because before that point, Santa Fe belonged to some other mother. You know what I'm saying?
What was the name of that war?
And they got
it wasn't a war. They just drove them out. They was like, you know, we ain't even finna start no whole war behind this.
What was the name of that historical town?
The historical town, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The historical town.
What you mean historical town? It was in 1680.
A long, long time ago.
Oh, okay, 1680.
On this date, August 21st, 1831, Nat Turner, a former slave, led an insurrection of slaves in Virginia. I mean, he was trying to go back and get all the people.
That was called the Gullah Wars.
Most of which did not even want to really be free. Most of the people were scared, but he went back and he fought for his people and bought a lot of them out of slavery in Virginia.
That's
on
right.
This date in 1858, the famous debates between Senator Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln began in Illinois. Oh, this is interesting. On this date in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre Museum in France by a waiter at the museum named Vincenzo Perugia.
Oh, my cousin.
I doubt it.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. On this date in 1945, Harry S. Truman announced the end of the Lend-Lease program, which means that they were not going to just be giving stuff out like they were the Red Cross. You just going to work for it. You're going to get it on your own because we're not lending or leasing.
The Caucasians got their free land. We didn't get ours.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's when black people had learned how to read good, and they was like, oh, we got to stop this because they can read the paperwork.
Yeah. Well, we're smoking them, too.
Right. On this date in 1959, this is pretty awesome, Hawaii became the 50th state in the United States of America. Didn't know that.
Yep.
Let's see. On this... Okay.
On this day in 1988, they started calling African Americans African American.
Did they? What was they calling them before then?
Negro.
Were we still the three for one? Where it took three black men.
We didn't become Negro.
One black
man. We didn't become African until 1988.
Well, on this day in 1991,
Jesse Jackson did that.
That's right.
Who did it?
Jesse Jackson.
The same one that got Martin killed.
Yep.
I'm just going to
go. The very same one.
It's cool. Then the last one I have, because, you know, apparently this day is very uneventful in history. But on this date in 1991, Latvia declared its independence from the Soviet Union. People have been getting freed and stopped lending and leasing on this day since the very beginning of time. I do thank you guys for your time and for listening to your Girl About Town Queens. This day in history. Thank you so much.
Hey,
that's what's up. Look
Santa
at Queen.
Santa
I can't hear. That's what's up. That's enough. All right. Jay, you got anything coming up, my brother? You want to shout out anybody? Shout out anything coming up?
I ain't got nothing coming up as of yet. But shout out to Blake Anderson for having me at his spot Saturday night, man.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
What about you, Queen?
Oh, you can catch me each and every Tuesday located at 2315 South Cooper Street in Arlington. The name of that venue is One Love Lounge. It is an open mic of open sorts. You can come out and do comedy, poetry, singing, even if you know a good dance step or two. If you can, you good at cup stacking, you can come out and show us your talent each and every Tuesday.
But no pong.
No big, yep. No big people because their stage ain't that sturdy.
We're not. Sign up list starts at 7, show starts at 8.
And it'll be a guy sweeping the flow there every week. David, what was his name? David Pierce.
Oh, man.
The janitor.
Dang.
Oh, you calling the man a flow sweeper?
Yeah, he's a flow. He's a flow keeper. The keeper of the flow.
What did he do to you? Don't put it out there. Let's get to the meat of the situation.
Can I just roast people, bro?
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. All like right,
well,
you.
I can't. I'm not allowed to roast people.
Like
now.
You asked us about
they,
Mike.
They taking it serious. Me.
Yeah, you wanted to get to the meat of the situation. I want to know why he switched the flow.
Everybody want me to shout him out, bro. So I'm just
you just shout him out.
Oh, that's what you chose to be his intro.
Yeah, that's how I shout him out. I just shouted him out early. You ain't heard me.
I heard it. I was trying to let it slide, but you brought it back.
I'm gonna bring it back because he want to be noticed. He want me to put noses on the club.
Oh, is that
what it is? That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no hating this way, cause I don't.
I mean, when you call a man an automatic flow sweeper, I just be wondering. I mean, you know, you can't just start out with he gonna be the janitor,
man.
Cause I thought Sugar Daddy was the janitor of the establishment.
Sugar.
Who is Sugar Daddy?
Sugar.
He a bloody janitor.
Comedian Sugar Daddy. Oh, I thought he was just on the show. He on it?
No, he just come through being a janitor every Tuesday.
No. Y'all fucking with
no
me,
man. They got mad at me for parking the handicap.
Say, Jay said I was out there on my car, like,
yeah. And the dude was what's been.
He said he fucked up with the Ravens and Dolphins.
Hey, man, you can't be cussing, man.
Oh, I thought we still on the show.
Yeah, we are. We live, brother.
Yeah, we ain't on no commercial.
My bad. my bad. I don't curse. I'm a Christian. I'm a God friend, man. I was just reading what somebody else said. I don't even speak those words.
Right. Wow. Jesus already knew you was going to say it before you said anyway. You didn't make your mouth freeze up or nothing.
He said he said they been messed up. Kaepernick been messed up with the Ravens and the Dolphins.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. I mean, you know. I mean, hopefully that brother find his way somewhere. You know, if he wants to play in the NFL, it might not happen for him.
It ain't happening for him. He ain't playing.
I mean, you know,
and
but
I hope he want.
If he want to play, I hope
be on Tuesday. We gonna see.
I hope he find somewhere to go.
I'll be there Tuesday.
You know, if he want to play, I hope he find somewhere to go play.
If he want,
if it's
play,
not the NFL, it's somewhere else. You know,
if he want to play, I would definitely talk to Jerry Jones because he'll be a good asset to the Cowboys.
Jerry who?
Man, Jerry Jones got a whole coaching staff full of backups. We don't need no more backups.
We would love to have Kaepernick as a backup to my boy. Man.
But
I don't know. Don't look at me like I don't watch football.
y'all go to go I'm subscribe to our YouTube league. Channel, and you can always catch our shows on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, Anchor.
Oh, Facebook.
And soon to be Pandora. So that's coming in a couple of weeks. And we got more celebrities about to be calling in here the next couple of weeks as well. So
shout out to Carl McDowell for calling
in. Shout out to Carl McDowell for calling in. We appreciate it.
HBO TV show Ballers. I'm going to start watching now.
I still don't know who that is.
He played a sidekick to to the dude.
We don't know who the dude is.
The receiver. The receiver dude.
We don't know
who the receiver guy. The big time receiver guy.
We don't know. Nobody on there but The Rock.
Yeah.
Well, watch the show. Then you'll know who he is.
I gotta watch.
I'm like, I don't know.
Until next week, y'all. It's the JNLNA show. And you'll listen to the Fishbowl Radio Network. Yeah, that.
A MacBook or iMac that has a password you can't get past? Call Ty at Mac or PC Computer Repair to help you out. Do you have a PC that's moving slow or taking all day just to start? Who's got time for that? Call Ty at Mac or PC Computer Repair in Fort Worth. Ty is the best at working on these problems. He stands by his work. They also sell MacBooks, iMacs, HP all-in-one computers. You can get parts and more. So if your laptop is moving slow, call Ty for help. That's Ty at Mac or PC Computer Repair. 817-363-3034.
Hi, I'm Ed Donahue, host of Breaking Down Barriers radio show. Tune in to the Gray Bowl between 3 and 5 p.m. to hear about all things that concern the physically and developmentally challenged. Don't miss us. Tune in on Thursdays between 3 and 5 p.m.
on FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Back in my day, we advertised like men. Get up on the rooftop and use what we called lung power.
Come and get it!
Nowadays, they got what's called the internet. It goes worldwide. And on this internet is what's called FishbowlRadio.com, a network of over 100 personality-driven radio shows. Now that's a lot of lung power. Sounds like a good way to get the word out about your business. Call them, 817-633-4880, and jump in!
Hey guys, this is Emily,
Jenna,
and Francesca, and you're listening to the JNL Nay Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Woo!
Woo!
Hey, I'm Zumara.
And I'm Stephanie from Smoothie King.
And you're listening to the JNL Nay Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
Mark your calendars. Get ready. Yes, the 2019 Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration. It's happening on Saturday, October 19th at Studio 80 in downtown Fort Worth. Purchase your tickets today and join us as we
party like it's 1999.
That's right. Fishbowl Radio Network opened in 2009, and we are going to party like it's 1999 as we celebrate the hosts, crew, and listeners that have made Fishbowl Radio Network the largest internet radio network of its kind in the world over the last 10 years. VIP tickets available, so hurry and get yours today. Go to fbrn.us, click the Sharky Awards link, and get your tickets now. This is one event you won't want to miss. The Fishbowl Radio Network Internet Radio Host Awards and 10-year anniversary celebration.
Hey, it's Dean, a.k.a. Mr. Slickwit, and you're listening to the JNLNA Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network.
We be throwing money in a spiral. Every time the girl hear my song, yeah, turn her right into my hole. She shake her through the eye roll. Got a skinny thong like a tightrope. I be blowing up like some pyro. Coupe 150, call it Cairo. If she left with me, she the right one. Man, she riding me like a BMX. Man, she said the D is for dino. I got two horns like a rhino. It's no way you could buy it, boy. But I brought a mansion with a slide door. Yes, I opened up the slide door. So you can hear it in the rhino.
All I do is you do it, you do it, you do it.